This Thursday is, of course, Thanksgiving. For many, the day will be filled with family, friends, food, football, and the joy all that brings. Take note how I said how that will be the way Thanksgiving will be for many. I did not say all, because it will not be that way for all. I understand how the popular term to describe people facing challenges when putting just basic food on the table. It's now food insecurity. That's a term created back in 2006 by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Food insecurity, that's defined as the condition of not having access to sufficient food or food of an adequate quality to meet one's basic needs. It's estimated nationally that 13.5% of households in America are dealing with that food insecurity, which I actually take issue with that term. I believe it softens the image of the situation that these families are forced to deal with. So let's be honest and accurate about this. It's hunger. We have a hunger problem here in America. When we as Christians learn about someone in trouble, what is it we're supposed to do? We are to give of ourselves so that others will be helped and God will be glorified. This is the instruction to us from Jesus. We find this in John chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. God doesn't snap his fingers and have complete turkey dinners appear on every kitchen table of households facing hunger. We as his children are to carry out his instructions through living his words. Jesus teaches us this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Additionally, Jesus declares this in John chapter 3, verse 21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 tells us about the people of the church in Macedonia who, despite their poverty, were joyful givers according to their means. Paul concludes the story in verse 7 by instructing all of us, really, with this. But as you abound in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge, in all diligence and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. Now, when we're obedient to this, Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17 shows us how our works will be rewarded with blessings from God. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. The works we are to do are not just spiritual. Saying that you're praying isn't living up to God's expectations of you when he knows that there's more that you can do because he has made it possible. Let's go to James chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, get a better understanding of what this is all about. If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, and you do not give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit? Thus also by faith itself, if it does not have works, is dead. You say you don't have much to give from. Well, think of it this way. When you give out of the little that you have, God will see that as a greater act of giving. Remember the widow at the well that Jesus observed? That story is found in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And he, meaning Jesus, looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in two mites, which is generally the equivalent of pennies. So he, Jesus, said, truly I say to you, that this poor widow has put in more than all, for all these out of abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had. I pray that you know the story about how Jesus showed compassion for the 4,000 who sat in front of him for 3 days, listening to him teach, so Jesus wanted to feed them. Yet all the disciples had were a few small fish, 7 loaves of bread. Jesus had them bring that all to him, and he blessed the food. Remember what happened? Right, everyone got fed, and there were leftovers too. That can be done today as well. When each of us serves God as a blessing for others by giving a small amount to a food pantry or a charity that feeds the hungry, then many wind up getting fed. It's when we give of ourselves from all that God has given to us that the love of God is felt and the light of God comes to those who aren't feeling him. This is what we learn in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 11. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God. Yeah, I know. I know. There are those who say charity begins at home. They hope you'll see them as a strong defender, supplier of their home and their family. Fact is that the person who says that is only justifying their rebuking of where their true home is. And where is that? Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. So with that as truth, Jesus in John chapter 14, 23 teaches us about the driveway to our heavenly home. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. So when you learn about those in need, take action because it is God's will. As we're told in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And when we do, then we please God, as Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure.